New designs will be brought before council for a boathouse at Long Lakes Loudon Park with a revised budget and scope. Council, at a meeting Monday, May 26, moved to shelve the previous approval of a $10.8 million boathouse design and instead refer it to staff to provide a range of options for Loudon Park's development. Two iterations of the design were discussed, and ultimately rejected by council in the past months. Option A, which was previously recommended by councilors before being shelved, had a cost of $10.8 million, and a gross floor area of 10,500 square feet, as well as architectural features such as mass timber, a curved roof, washrooms, boat storage, and a community space for meetings and events. It would have required the removal of 29 trees. Option B, at $6.5 million, was at a schematic stage and featured two separate buildings. The first building was described in a staff report as primarily a pre-engineered steel warehouse-style facility for boat storage with a timber frame component for club space. The second building was a timber frame structure with accessible public washrooms built in the location of the existing public washrooms. It would have required the removal of 15 trees. During consideration of the options in recent weeks, community members expressed opposition to the number of trees that would need to be removed at the park. Danielea Castell was one of the people who spoke at this week's meeting, representing the Save Loudon Park campaign. She suggested the city purchase neighboring lots around the park to expand the overall size. What if instead of squeezing more infrastructure in the park's already limited footprint, we looked to its edges and we ask, where can it grow? Castell asked. What if we could meet the needs of paddlers, the general public, and the land itself, not by choosing one group's needs over another, but creating a plan where everyone gains more room to thrive? Also making presentations at the meeting were representatives of rowers and paddlers pressing the need for a new facility. To grow and continue building Paddlers for Life, we need more than a shed for boats. We need a warm indoor space, a place where youth athletes can dry land train during the winter months and recreational paddlers can gather, extending their season beyond the summer, said Denise Winter, board member of the Nanaimo Canoe and Kayak Club. This would allow us to offer more consistent programming, build community year-round, and provide safer, more supportive conditions for everyone involved. Craig Rutherford, president of the Long Lake Flatwater Training Society, told council he first became involved in the early public engagement for a new boathouse back in high school. When I left for university in 2007, I was quite excited because I figured by the time I was done my degree, back in Nanaimo, there would be a new boathouse I could row at for basically the rest of my life, he said. Luckily for the club and the city, it took me about 7 years to get my undergraduate degree. Unfortunately, even after those 7 years, there was still no boathouse. There's still no boathouse today. He said the society is fully in support of any upgrades, any enhancements both for rowing and paddling clubs, as well as community members in the park. The motion to bring in more boathouse designs passed in an 8-1 vote. Count. Janice Perino was the sole vote against the motion, continuing to favor the $10.8 million option exclusively. I am for the larger facility that includes both the boathouse as well as the larger facility to be able to serve the community year-round as well as a variety of community players, she said. I understand that is not necessarily what everyone wants in the community, however, that is where my vote will be. Mayor Leonard Krog said while he was tempted to vote along the same lines and also supported that option, he trusts staff will come back with a report that will be very fulsome so the public will understand completely why various other plans had to be changed or adjusted. I hate to say it, but there appears to be some division on this issue, the mayor noted. I see a lot of young folks represented here, no disrespect, I'm a senior myself, but there are two different views of this. I see this park and the boathouse and related facilities as necessary to the encouragement of youths in our community, and that is important to me. Count. Ian Thorpe also stated that while he supports the $10.8 million option, he will back the motion because he is willing to consider a greater range of options. I hear most of our council speaking of the great need to improve the facilities at Loudon Park and make it a great place for our community, Thorpe said. That's very encouraging because in a previous vote there was close to a majority that was only in favor of the tin can option and not doing anything beyond that to improve the park itself. Kaun. Ben Gesselbrocht, who has opposed the larger boathouse since it was proposed due to the loss of trees, said he believes the city can find an option that functionally will be similar to the more expensive option, but in a way that will meet the needs of everyone. I think that it's important for us to take the time to do this well, and I appreciate the input from everyone, he said.